Next is a progress note for Irene Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Irene, I-R-E-N-E, places Hyde Park Assisted Living, May 2nd, 2022. In paragraph, Ms. Garrett was seen regarding cough, and she also has significant edema, period. In paragraph history, there was concern from the staff and others about her leg swelling, period. There is definitely pitting, but she also has chronic lymphedema, period. She admits to some dyspnea and she's been wheezing, period. She, is said to be only slightly bothered by it, but the staff feel that that's hindering her from standing and transferring and even possibly ambulating, period. She's already on Lasix 40 milligrams daily and methadone 50 milligrams daily, period. She has had much of a cough in the past week. It appeared there's a mucousy clear phlegm, but it's bothersome, period. It was fairly frequent during the time I saw her, period. New paragraph. She has hypothyroidism, which is mostly stable. She did feel a little bit cold, period. She has hypertension, but that appears controlled with the current regimen, period. She's not too bothered by arthralgias, period. In paragraph, review of systems, no fever or chills. Eye and ENT, no complaints. She does have slightly decreased hearing. Respiratory, some dyspnea intermittently. She wasn't short of breath when seen, period. Much cough, some wheezing. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness, period. GI, no bowel pain or vomiting, but she has chronic constipation. GU, no dysuria, but she has incontinence of urine. Endocrine, she feels a bit cold, no polyuria, polydipsia. New paragraph. Past history is positive for major depression, anxiety, insomnia, constipation, osteoarthritis of the right hand, central hypertension, hypothyroidism, osteoarthritis of the left hip, history of falls, unsteady gait, urinary incontinence, hearing impairment, cognitive impairment, which is mild, hyperlipidemia. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 140 over 60, pulse 63, temperature 97.9, O2 sat 96%. Respiratory rate was 20. Head and neck. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, pupils equally reactive. Neck, no nodes. Lungs, she had diffuse wheezes and some crackles in both sides, period. Percussion was normal. Cardiovascular, normal, S1-S2, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen, soft and non-tender. CNS, cranes, grossly normal. Musculoskeletal, she has thickening of the knees. Extremities, she has a doughy edema of both legs, some of which is chronic, but she also has some pitting, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, this lady has significant edema, and it's maybe hindering her a bit and making her feel uncomfortable and hindering the care, period. I'll increase the Lasix to 60 milligrams daily, period. I'll get a basic metabolic panel and TSH to rule out hypothyroidism to see if her replacement is adequate, period. I'll increase her ProAir inhaler from 1 to 2 puffs every 4 hours as needed, period. For the cough, I'll order Deltsum 2 teaspoons twice a day, period. I plan to stop the amlodipine and use the losartan in place of that, period. Her potassium was 3.9 in October with a BUN of 30 and a creatinine 1.7, and I'll repeat the basic metabolic panel, period. New paragraph. I will continue for now the levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, period. For depression, I will continue sertraline 50 milligrams daily, period. She may have Tylenol if needed for pain, period. For hypertension, he's on labetalol 200 milligrams twice a day in addition to the amlodipine, which I'm stopping and replacing with losartan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.